is unlimited.
Hello?
Hello?
You don't know me, but the thing is that I've got this friend.
Yeah, I see. I don't know you, and you've got this friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. And I thought you might be able to help.
Oh, in what regard? Is this an electrical job?
Yes, it could very well be.
Oh, that's no problem, then.
And you are Andrew?
Oh, yeah, I'm Andrew. Oh, good. Yeah, I'm Andrew, I'm Oliver, I'm George and Brian, but at the moment, yeah, definitely I am Andrew.
Oh, good.
Who was it put you in touch with me?
Well, I happened to run into a friend of yours when I was in Merthyr Tydfil.
Oh, yeah, down Merthyr way, yeah.
Yeah, and I was looking for a lean-to greenhouse.
Well, best place to look, Merthyr Tydfil. It's full of greenhouses down there, isn't it? Yeah.
And I met this man called Johnny.
Oh, you met Johnny Lean-to Greenhouses, yeah. Well, we call him Barry now for business reasons.
Yeah. And we got chatting. You know the way one does.
Oh, yeah. With Barry, the conversation usually drifts round to chatting. I imagine after a while you wound up chatting about, you know...
Yes, we did, yes.
One thing and... Another.
Yes, we did, and he advised me to buy some Venetian blinds from Harry.
I get the picture, yeah. So you bunged up to Inverness from Merthyr Tydfil to see Venetian Harry, yeah?
Yes. Oh, shit.
I've got a coin in it, did it? Is it still there?
Yes.
No one in the box, is it?
No, I'm quite alone.
Absolutely sure?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I imagine Venetian Harry advised you to get in touch with me.
Yes, he did, yes.
You know, I actually got a call from Venetian Harry, and he explained the nature of the
yes.
Problem.
Yes.
Yeah, you must be Mr...
No names, please.
All right, no names, David, as you wish. Now, as far as I can gather from Venetian Harry and Barry Lean-to Greenhouses, your friend's appliance has been playing up a bit.
Yes, on and off for quite a while.
Yeah, quite a while, been about 15 years.
On and off.
Yeah, so we are talking about, you know, an older type of model.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Which can take a lot of fixing.
Yes, but Barry Blind said that...
Venetian Harry, is it called? Venetian Harry?
Yes. Venetian Harry said that you'd be able to handle it.
Oh, yeah. It's just your friend could have saved himself a lot of trouble if he'd got rid of it years ago and bought himself a new one.
Yes, but he was rather fond of this particular model.
Yeah, you do get attached to him, don't you?
Yes, and it only
started... Well, I don't actually, but some people do, yeah.
No. It only started playing up really badly quite recently.
Yeah, Barry Greenhouses tells me that your friend's appliance has been getting rather...
Yes.
Overheated.
It gets very overheated, yes.
Yeah, almost out of control.
Yes.
So, what you're saying is that your friend's appliance needs a really good going over.
As soon as possible.
You want a job done pronto?
Yes.
Well, would you like me to come round and do it in situ, in your friend's house?
Oh, no. My friend doesn't want anything, doesn't want to know anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
That is, I don't want to let my friend know anything about it.
I see, you want to fix your friend's appliance without your friend being aware that his appliance has been fixed.
Exactly, yes.
But he would approve of what you're doing to his appliance.
Oh, yes, I'm sure he'd be very grateful.
You want to give him a nice surprise, like...
Yes.
One day he's got this appliance, you know, all these problems with it, and then suddenly, thanks to a kindly friend with the right sort of contacts, boom.
Boom, yes.
Boom, problem eliminated.
Oh, boom, boy, exactly, yes.
Well, it's probably a wise decision not to have it done in situ. You know, it can get a bit messy with these older models, you know, little bits falling off all over the place. How do you plan to get your friend's appliance over to me? By hand?
No, I thought it'd be best if I made arrangements for the appliance to be somewhere where you could pick it up and deal with it on the spot.
I see, fine, yeah, well that's all right, David boy.
Would the West Country suit you?
Yeah, I love it down there, all that clotted cream, strawberries, yeah, very nice.
Right, well, I'll give you another call and let you know the exact location.
Fine. And I'm right in thinking that it's one of these early 60s freestanding models that you can move about from room to room and, you know, use whenever you whenever you want. You know.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, they used to be very popular in the old days. I remember installing one for Tony and
Dan. There's no need to mention names.
No, there's no need to mention names. Everybody knows who they are, don't they? Did Venetian Harry sort of mention the damage, tell you what the price would be?
Yes, he said 8.
Yeah, well, that'll be 10 with VAT and gratuities. Now, what you're after, I think, is a basic NS480 rad job, isn't it?
I think so. What is that, exactly?
An NS480 rad job? Well, what it means is that I strip the appliance right down.
Oh, I see.
Drain off the oil gussets, rebore the flanges, solder the braces, clean out the flues with the scraggling iron, repoint the toggles on the heat and vents, check all the tanks for seepage, fine-tune this thermostat, and then give the whole radiator a fresh coat of paint.
And shoot it in the head?
Absolutely, Squire.